As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This is The Bird Show.
If you're striking out on your dating apps, maybe some of this advice can help you as well. Because we have a Bird Show member who is taking a hard look at her profile on her dating apps, and she's willing to come to us for help. That's a bold step, Rebecca.
Yeah, I need help. So I'm jumping back into dating. So the first thing that I naturally do is download the two dating apps that I used. Oh my God. I think they've literally been dormant for like almost 2 years at this point. So I downloaded Hinge and I re-downloaded Bumble. And I took a look at my profiles that I had created. And I don't know if this is going to get me any matches, y'all.
So you sent us the pictures. You sent us your profile.
Yes.
And I already have comments.
Okay, good. Because I need homework. I need homework. Yeah, I emailed you guys screenshots of the profiles with all my prompts and all my photos. So whatever advice you have, I am willing to take it.
What took you out of the dating game for 2 years?
Well, I had a boyfriend like 2-3 years ago. And honestly, I have this weird curse. It doesn't sound like a curse, but it is, where I go on one date with like a man. I like break up. I go on one date. And then that man is my boyfriend for like 2 years. And then it just happens all over again. It's happened 3 times in a row.
Is it a curse or are you just a relationship hopper?
I am. Like, I fully am. I'm a relationship girl and I'm sick of it. I don't want to be. I want to be a hoe. I want to have a hoe phase. This is what I want to do right now. So for 2 years, it's the longest I haven't had a relationship in like, I don't even know how long.
Okay. And you identify as bi. So it's open to men and women, right?
See, that's really the dream right now. I want to go on a first date with a woman.
Okay.
That'd be my girlfriend, happily ever after.
Gotcha. Because I was like, yes, Mo, from the male gaze and male perspective wouldn't be good. But I think for Cassie and I, and, you know, to look at it as far as like what women may be looking for in a profile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, out the gate, your very first picture, I wholeheartedly approve. I
think love it.
You have a genuine smile. You're doing something fun. You're holding a beer stein,
yes.
A plastic beer stein, a beer. It looks like you're at some kind of like Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
There you go. I was about to say September.
September Fest.
I'm like, what the hell's a September Fest?
Came early that year.
Yeah. And you have this cute little like German-esque type outfit. It's adorable. Your hair is flawless.
Smile
is flawless. I love that picture.
You look banging.
Thank you.
Picture.
Now, Mo, read the about me.
Hi. I'm a human woman who likes watching movies, my dog, my friends, and being outside. Wave.
Emoji. I feel like this is lacking.
It's cute, and knowing your humor, I can. It's very you.
Mm-hmm.
The human woman throws me off. But I get it. It would probably attract someone with similar humor, but I would switch that section up a little bit.
It doesn't bring out enough of your true personality, I feel like.
Okay. Yeah, I felt it prudent to specify human woman.
Instead of
for
alien.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I, having worked with you for a little bit, gets your humor. But if you take, like, again, this is a stranger reading this, your humor doesn't pick up in the bio.
Okay.
And I don't think you need to put high. Isn't that a given?
Yeah,
like, shouldn't you just get right to, like, the meat?
Okay. Yeah. Don't need a greeting.
No. With 2 exclamations, because then like you come across like an eager beaver.
Oh, I'm excited.
Nah.
I know you are. All right, now down to the second picture.
Wait, I need to back up one thing.
What?
One flag for me is when people say my dog. I don't know why. It makes me feel like you're obsessed with your dog, and you might be, but I would say I like movies, dogs, hanging with friends and being outside.
Dogs in general is a green flag.
Yes, but like my dog makes me feel like you mouth kiss it and share ice cream and carry it around in a purse.
Well, I didn't go there, but okay.
All right.
That's just the vibe I get.
It is a valid observation, Cassie. And then go figure, the next picture is you with your dog.
Yeah.
Which I think is very cute. I don't see anything wrong with this picture. Anybody else have any qualms with the picture?
I don't think the dog brought his best.
No, I know.
You should stop loving your dog.
Dog is a little blurry, but that's fine. You are in focus. It's hard to get pictures. Okay, so favorite quality in a person. Mo, she wrote,
compassion, a good sense of humor, and the ability to whistle, but I like really, really well.
The ability to whistle, but like really, really,
really, really well.
Is that from Flo Rida? Is that a Flo Rida song?
That was not what I was referencing.
Not one that I've heard.
Listen.
And the ability to whistle, but like really, really well.
Love it. Shows commitment.
Love it. No notes. I think it 100%. That is a peek into your personality, too. That's funny. It's funny. Like, who cares if somebody can whistle really, really well, and yet you're sitting here saying, I want compassion, a good sense of humor, and you need to be able to whistle really well. Like, I think it is funny, and it showcases your humor.
Okay, good.
All right, next picture is of you holding two giant wads of cash up to your ear.
It's a money phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I was calling the bag.
Your makeup looks great. I would keep.
Thank you. That was for drag queens.
Okay. All right. The next one, you have to get rid of it because all I see is porta potties.
Can you crop it?
There's a surprising amount of porta potties on my photos on these dating apps. Because the first one has a porta potty too.
And I think only one picture with an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm drinking in a lot of my photos. Oh, damn. But that's when
you?
I take photos.
Are you a drinker? Like,
I am. Not like crazy, but when I get made up, that's when I take photos because I'm going out, something like that.
I feel like if I was going through a profile and like I'm a drinker myself, but if like a majority of your pictures have alcohol in them, I'm going to be like, you party too much for me.
Okay.
That's the assumption I'm going to make.
That's fair.
That's what she wants. She wants to go ho-hopping.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's perfect.
This is easy. Just crop it. Your face looks fantastic. Just crop out the porta potties and crop it above the beverage.
There is no way to crop the porta potties out of that picture.
It's going to be in tight. But look at my hands.
P.S. Do you know what you can do now with your iPhone and your photos?
I heard this.
So, I did this on accident. I was holding down the picture to copy it, and then another picture popped out of it.
Yeah, the image.
You can pull an image out of an image.
So I realize you can do that, but I don't know exactly how to like do it. I don't know.
You just hold it down and then you hit copy and then you can paste that solo image. Like there's a picture of Jimmy in the bathtub. I can hold it down on Jimmy and it will literally just pop Jimmy up and I can paste just Jimmy and not the rest of the picture.
That's why it does that.
Yes.
Okay.
I did it the other day and I was so perplexed. Sorry, Rebecca, but I thought that was so freaking cool that you could do that. Cool.
So you should do that then with this picture and put it somewhere absolutely absurd. Like the top of Mount Everest.
That's a great idea.
I think that would be funny.
Do that.
What? No.
I'm married, okay? I managed to snag one. These are good ideas.
What would you do if you came across a woman's profile and she had photoshopped herself on the top of Mount Everest?
It's got to be bad Photoshop, though. It has to be bad on purpose.
Don't do that.
That's not it, Cash.
All right, the quickest way to her heart is what, Mo?
Buying me shrimp cocktail. It's expensive.
Now you can just make me an omelet. That's equally as expensive.
Okay.
That's funny.
That's funnier.
That's hilarious.
The shrimp cocktail I didn't laugh at, I'm not going to lie.
I really love shrimp.
I laugh. Rebecca, I would swipe right on you, clearly.
Oh, thanks, Cassie.
Okay, and then the last picture you have here is you with friends giving you a manicure and somebody else, once again, alcoholic beverage to your face, sucking it down.
You are literally drinking it in this picture.
That one's got to go.
Yeah,
I also don't like that it's a dude giving you the drink. Even if it's a platonic friend, it would make me jealous. I'd be like, who is this? Am I going to have to battle with this person for your affection? Okay. Not into it.
Got it. Yeah. I liked how it shows I like to be pampered.
And then I'll blame you on that. And if you had three wishes, what would she wish for, Mo?
World peace, that every dog could be adopted into a loving home, and a seventh season of Hunter and Hunter.
That's an anime, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that plays to your likes. So I'm fine with that, but I would do some of the tweaks on that initial bio and some of the photos. But don't Photoshop yourself on Mount Everest.
I'll try not to.
I would change three wishes. I'd wish for an omelet. I would do a callback to your earlier one.
Okay, I can do that.
And is this audio of you and your best celebrity impression?
Oh my God, I thought we were going to run out of time, but yes, it is. It's on my Hinge.
What that sound like?
What is it?
Let's give us a little sample of that.
So I can't do a celebrity impression, actually, but I can do a pretty good Love Island UK impression, like one of the contestants. So here we go. Hi, my name's Rycon. I'm 23 years old. I'm looking for a fit bud. I'm a builder. Yeah, all right, y'all. Yeah. You got the chat, yeah, babes.
You are never getting laid.
This is The Bert Show.